Om Shanti. So, Raju Bhai took us through the very basics of knowledge and reminded us of the very, very important information that Baba has given us, which we may take for granted after some years. Like Baba saying, "You're a soul, remember me." Brahma, and after many years of being in knowledge, it goes on top. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
We say, there was nothing new in the Murli today. And then we had some souls in Nairobi, and they said, why can't we have Abhyak Murlis, you know? This is getting boring. And so, okay, have you practiced what Baba is saying in the everyday Murli, which is? Be soul conscious. Right? That's what Baba hits at every day. Now, practical applications of that. Raju Bhai mentioned something about the wise is getting angry, for example. Question. Why do we get angry? When do we get angry? We just get angry. I get up and I start shouting. No? Huh? Nobody gets angry here. No? Mothers don't get angry? No? When something doesn't happen our way, or someone does something contrary to our way of thinking, we get annoyed. We get irritated, right? That's where it starts from. I want the chairs to be placed this way and then they are placed the other way. What happens to me? I start thinking, you know, this is not supposed to be that way, it's supposed to be this way. Isn't that what happens? It doesn't happen?
No?
You don't get annoyed at all? When it gets depleted. Otherwise, you're fine. You accept. Okay, so when the soul is full, you're okay. Okay, that means you have a stage, right? But when you don't have a stage, like before you come in knowledge, you do get annoyed, angry and all that, right? So what was the reason we were getting annoyed and angry? Just like that? It's our nature? No? Nobody was hot-tempered. I was very hot-tempered. Very irritating mind. Okay, well, those who never get angry or annoyed, just raise your hands. Okay, that means we do. Now, when things don't happen our way, when things are different, we get irritated, we get annoyed. Now, that's the time Baba says to one of the topics today is check and change. How many of us check at the end of the day before going to sleep? Do we check ourselves? How was the day? Baba says check your day, yes? Yeah, you do. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Before going to sleep, you check, how was the day? Did I do anything wrong? Okay, I got annoyed, I got angry or this. Anyway, for me, that was my childhood days. When I was 14, came in knowledge, that's one of the things I did. I used to get very angry, you know, very irritated. Walk home from school, the sun is hot, take it out on mom. She's the excuse, you know, what is this you cook, this, that, you know, just take it out. Now, when we check and change, we remember what Baba says. For example, Baba says, every soul has a part recorded in them, right? Baba says that. Now, when we are playing music and we want to hear Michael Jackson, I don't know how many of you heard that name, or if the Russian group knows Michael Jackson. Yeah, and the brother put in a Madonna CD. What is going to play? Madonna. And then I start screaming, why is this one playing? You know, I wanted Michael Jackson. How do we expect the other soul to think the way we think? Is it possible? Are we together?
Yeah.
or you lost. Yeah. So we always expect others to think our way, others to do our way, and yet Baba says every soul is independent. Every soul has its own part. So we can either negotiate, we can recommend, but can we force anyone to do what we would like them to do? Is there here anyone here who has been able to change anyone else? Somebody else? Anyone tried to do that? Everybody? Yes? Mothers? Yes, we try to change our children? Husbands, partners, friends? Yeah, we try to influence. Do they change? Because we say so? No. Who can change? We can change. Yeah? Our attitudes. Yeah. So this is all practical application of knowledge. Knowledge we get, but we have to practically now apply it. Okay, so we have any questions on what we heard today from Raju Bhai? Do you have anything that's going on in your mind? No? Simple? Okay. See, Raju Bhai stayed here for 43 years in Madhuban. Still, he spoke very simple knowledge. Soul, Supreme, Dharma. He stuck to the basics. Knowledge is not very complicated. We make it complicated. There's nothing complicated. You know? But when we go into details, we make it complicated. Keep it simple and you survive. He survived 43 years here. That's a long time. Now, today with us, we have another Madhuban Nivasi from Gyan Sarovar, sister B.K. Aditi, and she has majored in mass communication. She has worked for news channels like Zee, and when we say news channels, you were actually presenting news?
No, I was a journalist.
Huh?
Go in the field.
Collect.
Actually, I was investigative journalist.
Investigative journalist. Oh, I see. Oh really? She was exposing people. Okay, and you were in knowledge at that time?
No, at that time.
Just take the mic. Were you in knowledge at that time when you were investigating?
I'm just a beginner here because when I was doing MSc in mass communication, during that period I have learned how to heal the people through Reiki. So I have just started that, and accordingly, when I just entered in the field, in the field of communication through electronic media, then I have just started to learn the spirituality also.
Okay, fine. So you were studying when you came to knowledge, and you've been in knowledge for 15 years and 5 years here.
Yeah.
So basically she was working in a news channel and gathering in doing investigation with hidden cameras and all that. Now, from what I know, it's a lot of pressure in this work, isn't it?
Yeah, there is pressure for others, but not for those who comes in Baba's Gyan.
Okay, how does that work?
Yeah, actually the thing is, when we come in the field, then we see everybody as a soul, that they all are the children of Baba. So for us, we are the one who are about to become the deity, and they are the simple people who do not know about this knowledge. So when we see everything from the eye of knowledge, then we see everybody like that they are Baba's child, and maybe they will come in the Gyan later on. So always I have this thing. Although I am investigating, and we see the people that who are doing corruption in the society, and I know that this person is a culprit and he has done so bad for the society, still, because I have to perform my duty without coming anything negative in my mind, that is what I have to check. That is, I am performing my duty here, or while performing duty something has come in my mind. So if I am got involved in that this is a bad soul, then you will not able to perform your duty. And then that person can hit you. Otherwise, if you have nothing in your mind that this is a corrupted soul, if you have this thing in your mind that yes, after coming down from various births, he, because of some lack of knowledge or maybe because of their family problems, they have come to face this problem, and now he has started doing corruption in the society. If you have this knowledge in your mind, and by having this knowledge you are performing your act, then I have ever seen that although my duty was so bad that we have to just explore those people, still never it has happened that they have done anything harm on me. So this was a great deal which I have learned, that if you have negative vibration, if you have negative feeling for other, then only other person can hit you. Otherwise, no, it's not possible. I always, because I was doing Reiki at that time also, and I have just initiated Gyan. So what we have learned there also, that always when you go out of your home for performing your duties, always have one cover around yourself, that now you are fully protected under the coverage of God. At that time we do not know what is Shiv Baba, but just at that time we know that there is God, there is a power who is in front of you and he is always with you, he is covering you. So when we come in knowledge, then we will able to know that who is that supreme power, what is that power, exactly we will able to know what was going on in your life and how you was fully protected even in that corrupted environment.
Do you have any questions regarding that? Practical aspects?
Anybody from media here? I know that in the foreign country it is there that you have to be in your center also, and you have to perform your duties, you have to perform your homely activities also. And that is why I talked to Perkins Bhai that we'll talk about the practical thing. Because ultimately we have to go in a land of deities, and there will be no theoretical knowledge. We will there as a practical, as an instrument of Baba there. We do not know Baba, but all the Baba's virtues, all the Baba's treasures will be with us inside as well as outside there. And that is why we have to begin to do that here only in Sangam Yuga. So that is why we'll talk about practical aspects of the knowledge only.
Okay, you stay in Gyan Sarovar since 5 years, right?
Yeah.
So this is heaven here, right?
Yeah, this is heaven here.
Right, everybody? It's heaven, right?
This is heaven here.
There's no problems here.
Actually,
it's harmony. We all Baba's children. We all Baba's doing Baba's work. So there's no problem. Yeah, no effort, right?
No, your question is very much right. Because when we comes in Brahmin life, then actually your real problems arises. Because the thing is, when when we start purifying everything in India, we start purifying, we start cleaning our homes also in Diwali. So Diwali is the remembrance of our Satyug, golden age. So the real aspects of cleaning ourselves from each and every corner, it starts from here. So here we'll able to know where we are lacking. And when we know that where I am lacking, and other people which are around us, they also know what is the point, what is the lacking point in that person, but where I should pinch that person, and where, because when we are in the society,
where to push the button,
where we have to push the button, where the weak spot, so that the person will start and will able to know that yes, he is not eligible for this. So they know very well that what is Baba's knowledge and what is lacking in that person. And here our journey starts in a new way. So when we are there in society as well as in center, then yes, we are good there, and here we have to perform like a good person. we have the both feelings, but when we get totally dedicated, then actually you will able to know where we are lacking and what we have to improve. And secondly, when you are under elders, those who are very much senior to us, especially here in Madhuban, we are with very much most seniors with us, and they have such an eye that without telling you that where you are lacking, you will able to know that through their body language. That they will never say that, see, you have this thing lacking in yourself. But indirectly they will say something and you have to catch it. And then you have to change it. Because when you are in a center, in a local center, then yes, we are like friends. And the friend, like friends, and we are in the same age group, we can say that, see, I am seeing this negative aspect in you. So we can heal each other, we can change each other. But when you are under the arms of the elder, they will never say directly to you that you are wrong. No, they will say indirectly. And you have to catch it, then, and then you have to change. Otherwise, for others, you are very good, you are Madhuban Nivasi, and they will see you from that eye, and that is why, because of those vision, that they are seeing you like you are Madhuban Nivasi, and that give you a swaman, that you have self-respect, that yes, I am Madhuban Nivasi, and this will make your self-respect, various samans, means always awakened, and you are coming in them, in front of them like this only. But to change yourself, you have a very deep eye, you have to very sharp eye, and then only you will able to change. Otherwise, you are in this misbelief that I have changed. Otherwise, you will not able to improve further. So, I have seen this after coming in Madhuban, that no one will say that you are wrong. Here, I have to check on my own that I am not in this misbelief that people are saying that you are good, and I am feeling that I am good. No, I do not want this buttering. I have to see on my own from different eye, and actually I have to do it from the center level also. Because in my when I come in knowledge, nobody gives me directly the whole 7 days course, because every day the teacher changes, and because I was journalist, in spite of that they will ask any question to me and they will teach me, I start questioning them that how you come in the knowledge and they share their experiences, and then I say that okay, those sisters, because it is for India, it's not for foreigners. For in India we have, I thought that okay, maybe they have some problem in their family, that is why they come in the knowledge. So we have this thing here in India, and I have that belief. But when Baba, I came...
General Indian public believes that?
Yeah, it is that thing. My mother even believed that. My mother, when I come in knowledge and I said that I want to get dedicated, she said, no, never. You know that those sisters who do not have anything in their home to eat, they come like this. Those parents who do not have money, they give their daughter to the Brahma Kumaris.
Really? Then is that what happens with the sannyasis? Does that?
Yeah, maybe.
Many become
sannyasis because of that, because they get free to eat, free to everything. So they have this misbelief. So I said that no, it should not be with me. So that after seeing, if somebody will see me, they will not say this thing to anybody, that only those sisters who do not have anything in their home, they come in knowledge. So then I think, then one of the senior sister, you know that sister Asha Ben, who is in ORC, yeah. I was in Delhi beforehand when I come here. So I come from Delhi here. So I go to Asha Ben, and she said that Aditi, do one thing, do your service and live in the center. So you do both things together. So I said, okay, because previously I was thinking that I'll go and dedicate. I was literally crying that whatever I have needed in my life, I got it, and I do not want to do anything in my life in the worldly society, because Baba always says nokri is tokri. You know, in Hindi we say nokri is tokri. Nokri means service in outside world. Tokri means putting some load on your head. So that service is just like putting on load on your head, then you will not able to serve people more.
Traditionally, the women in India used to earn very little if they got a job. Because Baba was once talking in 90s to double foreigners, and Baba said the sisters in foreign countries have this thought that why Indian sisters are allowed to dedicate themselves fully and not work, and overseas there's work and run centers. And Baba explained that in India things were quite different up to 90s, I think, you know, that even if they got, first of all, for an Indian girl to stay on her own is not acceptable. The Indian parents will say, who's going to take care of you? It's like the women have to be taken care of. They just can't be on their own. So either your family takes care of you or they get you married some way. Secondly, Baba said that even if they got a job, they wouldn't earn. They would hardly earn enough. But whilst in the foreign countries, you had the opportunity to, you know, get a job and earn well. And Baba said that's also a way of going ahead, but because you use your wealth in a worthwhile way. So Baba says that's a lift. And then Baba said, of course, as time goes by and as service increases, you yourself will get the thought that now there's a lot of service and I need to now put full time into doing service. Yeah, so there was this difference between India and foreign countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's only in 90s and afterwards that...
Yeah. Actually now it's even in some states it is like of this belief. But for metropolitan cities like Mumbai and Delhi and Bangalore, it is not like this now. Those who are educated and they know about the society and they know about that how the whole world is going, they never create any bondage for their children. They allow them. But those who are uneducated, they have this misbelief even now in India. So we'll go further. I have completed that. Go further.
5 years staying in Gyan Sarovar, you're not getting bored?
No, not at all.
So?
Actually, it is not like bored. Because Baba has given me...
Same routine, same place?
No. Here it is not so much like this, that same routine. Because in Gyan Sarovar, this is the service land for Baba. And I have seen in the whole season, in the whole year, we have 6 months for foreigners, 6 months for Indians. And foreigners also, they used to come from different countries. And we used to meet different types of foreign people over here, from foreign brother, BKs, as well as non-BKs. And then in the next 6 months, we have different conferences in India. So around 19 wings are here, different professional. They used to come over here. And Baba has given us such a big department, accommodation department. So everybody who comes over here, they first meet us. And we have to accommodate them, and beforehand there is a short interview, and because they fill up the whole form, and we'll able to know about them, and we'll also able to know that how can they be utilized best in Baba's service. And then Baba has given me so many other services, like, and we have to conduct courses for different BKs, non-BKs, and giving counseling to the people. Those queries who comes over here in the headquarter about Brahma Kumaris and other different virtues and different things about misbeliefs about Brahma Kumaris through emails, we have to answer that also. And they keep on coming the whole year. Secondly, Baba has gifted me one more thing after coming over here that you have listened Murli in Hindi. No, actually we have started recording Hindi Murli over here. You have been to Dr. Lohar Bhai website. So Hindi Murli I record for that. So Baba has given this seva also to me. So there we record Hindi Murli. And so lots many Indian, they used to listen it the entire year. And there are so many classes over here. We have to be a part of that. We have to coordinate there. So many services. This is a bit, but when we come in the field, in the reception, so many dignitaries from the whole world, they used to come and visit over here. We have to give discourses 1, 2, 3 days according to their mindset. There are so many seva over here and different type. And I have seen that every day is a special day. Every day I do not know what I have been gifted by God, by Baba, that what Baba is, how Baba is going to use me this day. And that is why that is every day is a surprise gift for me, that how Baba is going to use me. And this time when I come back recently on 14th, I came back from after doing service in Delhi and Panipat in Haryana. So there also Brijman Bhai also keep on inviting me for doing electronic media, print media, and outdoor media service in Delhi. There in Delhi also. So I go there and I come back over here. Then Dr. Lohar Bhai write me a mail that everybody is asking that they want that all the Avyakt Murlis, which are 1 to 3 hours in Baba's voice, they should be recorded in your voice. Then I said, okay. So this new service has also been gifted one day before. So there are so many services. And then actually I was, we have started electronic media service from the capital in Delhi. So that is also going on. We have started doing service there in electronic media in Delhi. It was also a surprising gift for me.
What do you mean by electronic media?
Electronic media means by presenting, by giving Baba's message through media, that is from through TV. Because peace of mind comes just few years back. But beforehand, 10 years, I think in 2003, we have started doing electronic media service from the capital. We have started it, doing it from Sadhana channel. And we get 1 hour slot in Sadhana channel free of cost. And even at this time, 5 channels have given us half an hour slot free of cost. Every day.
Which channels are those?
Yeah, out of those 4 channels are in India. And one is going in 160 countries.
Which one?
Disha channel. Disha channel. Disha channel, it is going in 160 countries and daily we are giving that slot, and I have to coordinate even after coming here because we have initiated that and those people know me very well because before coming over here, 10 years I worked with Ministry of Health as an IEC officer and we were taking care of all the media there for Ministry of Health in Delhi, that is electronic media, that is public relations and print media and outdoor media, multimedia, so many things. I was doing for government service, but along with that, I have seen that Baba has taken that media for his service also. So because I know that Asha Didi has said that you are going there for doing Baba's service. And I have seen that so many programs and so many services that takes place through that platform. Because, yeah.
She is asking a question. Just give her a mic. She is asking a question. Can you tell us the content? The contents in the media. What do you present?
Yeah. Actually, we always, because we started with 1 hour program, but at present we have half an hour program, which we are giving in 5 TV channels, different TV channels. Those are spiritual channel and the Disha channel is both spiritual as well as news channel. It's a mixture. social channel type. So there what we used to do, what is needed in the society. For in Sunday, because it is holy day here, we give special episodes, which is actually talkative, which gives just like question answer session. But for the whole 7 days, we have covered with different types of topics. In India, we have festivals. Then in the festival season, we give various spiritual lectures about the festival, about the spiritual meanings of those festivals, and then about Shiv Baba, about our personal life, about a practical implementation of those knowledge which we have get from Baba. And after interviewing those people who have applied those knowledge in their practical life, we have given in those TV channels. And I have seen that people are taking so much benefit from them, and so many query they used to, they come with us. And also sometimes we give lectures of Sister Shivani also, and Dadi Janki ji also, Dadi Gulzar ji also. And people are becoming so much involved in Baba's services, and they know about Baba and they talk about Baba, but I know that they get attracted through that media only. It is not that they become Baba's children, but they get attracted through to Brahma Kumaris through those TV channels. But when they call us and we get respond from them, then we start initiating after seeing what is their nerve. Accordingly we deal with them. Because Baba has recently, I think 1 or 2 days before, Baba says that we have to see the nerve. We have to see what type of children. And if a person is very much interested, they will start coming. They will start hitting you, and they will start coming in front of you and asking you this. And then he becomes Baba's child. It is not that everybody will come in knowledge, but everybody has to give on this message. And we have this thing in our mind that yes, we have to give message to the entire world. And when I come in knowledge, one word I like very much, because of which I think that Baba has helped me too much. One word is, in Hindi the word is behad, and in English it is called unlimited. And in Hindi we call it behad. Behad means limitation, behad means without limitation. So I always see the thing from behad, that is from unlimited angle, that is from the angle of the soul, that how a soul who has come from the world of soul, that is from the incorporeal world, and now the soul is coming down, and how the soul is looking to the whole world, where the whole souls have got involved in the body. And now I see that everything, that the diamonds are in the mud, that just like diamond are in the charcoal and they are in the mines of coals. So I am seeing that the whole world is like a charcoal, and I am seeing the diamonds through that charcoal, the mine. And I see that those who are the Baba's children, those diamonds will start emerging from that coal. When I see the thing from the angle of Baba. So Baba is seeing from that eye. And that is why just a day before, when Baba come here and the Baba gave us a new word, that you are, in Hindi mein Baba ne kaha ki sitare ho aap, mere dil ke sitare ho, you are the stars, yes, of my heart.
Stars of the heart.
So it means that first thing, when Baba comes on this earth, then Baba wants, he comes in this body. We were totally involved in the body, and Baba comes in the body like us. Now what is Baba's target is, now we have to go back in the world of stars, where we were like a star. So Baba is now making us, the main objective for which Baba comes over here, that you children will just leave this body and become like a star in the same manner, in the same virtues, with the same treasures with which you come down in this earth. And you have to be in that position. Now Baba is looking us from that angle. So we have to start looking each other from that angle. And from the angle from which Baba is looking to us, because Baba is looking from the third eye, the eye according to, because what is going to be happen in the future, Baba is looking from that eye. So he is Trikaldarshi, he know the past, present and future. So if he is seeing us from that angle, we have to be start looking each other from that angle, and also we have to start looking us also from that angle. So this thing is very much clear, and with this vision, when we start serving the society, then we see that everybody looks like your brother. And without any negativity in your mind, without seeing any negative aspect about any person, I have various experience when I was in office as an IEC officer. We have our big bosses there, IPS and IAS officer, and sometimes they start shouting on you without any reason. You have not done anything. You are not a culprit, and you also know, he also know that you are not culprit, but still he starts shouting, and you have not done anything, and you know very well that, and you are not able to understand, I have not done anything, why is shouting? And you have negative feeling start automatically comes in your mind that he is like, I am Baba's child, how can he shout on me? And so many questions arises, but what happens with me? Everybody have started, when the boss starts shouting everybody, then everybody starts coming with those negative feelings. But for me, it was not like this. When I see that children, then I see that I start looking on that person, my boss, from Baba's angle. And he's shouting on me. He's shouting and shouting on me, and I'm seeing him from the Baba's angle. And what happens, you know, that after doing so many things on me, he comes in my cabin. Always it happens. He shout on me, he's come out with negativities, and I have the feeling, okay, maybe somebody has shout on him, and that is why he is coming out those negativity on me. Okay, I am like a mother, and I have to bear that. And if I have that feeling in my mind, and always I have seen that he comes in my cabin, he put, because his age was more than my father's age. So he always come in my cabin, put a hand on me, and he said that, I know that you are my child, and that is why I used to do like this. And he always feels sorry to me. It has happened many times. Even when I resigned, he said that I am readily to do everything for you. You do not come in my office. Please do not resign. I'll give you salary. But do not resign. When you want to come, you can come. When you don't want to come, do not come. But please do not resign. I do not know what kind of feeling he had for me, but it happens with me. And always it happens. Even when we come to secretariat, in India we have, I do not know about foreigners, we have different secretariat. And there are too many IAS and IPS officers, they used to be there. And whenever he start doing negative things on me, then I go to Baba. And whenever I enter in the office also, what I did, I say, Baba, come with me. And whatever he will say, accordingly you may use my mouth and give answer to him, because I do not know what is going to happen with me now. Then you have to answer. Even when I start my journey from the center, I go to Baba's room and said, Baba, come with me, and we'll go together. And when I enter in my office, always it was my regular routine there. Regular I used to do like this. I go in my office, I have one sticker of Baba, like neutral sticker, so that they will not recognize. I have one sticker of Shiv Baba there on my cabin, and then I go in front of Baba and says that, Baba, all these are your children, and I go in subtle world and give sakash to everybody in subtle world, to every soul there in my office, every soul individually. And what is the ultimately what happened? Two souls, they become regular student of Baba there. and other they come in contact with Baba and they become very good, means helping hands for Baba. Even my boss, last year when he got retired, he comes here and he had always says, I will never visit Brahma Kumaris. And he came because always I emerge him here that he'll come definitely in Abu. And with that vision, it work out. And I have seen that every vision, and I have created vision which were next to impossible in my life. Because I know that everything is possible in Baba's knowledge. We have done so many experiments here, so many experiments. Even to get free slot, you know that to get one slot, half an hour slot, it cost lakhs of rupees. And some channels which are very hit, crores of rupees. And Baba has given those slots, those time period in those channels free of cost to us. How? In every Amrit Vela, I immerse the news channel owner in front of me and giving sakash to that soul, that you are also Supreme Soul's children and it is your duty also to reveal Baba. So you have to help us. So I have seen the magic, too much magic, that Baba, I am not using myself, I am using Baba only. He is doing, and even going to those service station, to those news channel, I have so many experience about that even start thinking about that. There are too many things. And I am feeling very much happy. That is why I am saying that we'll share our experiences with each other, and I feel very much happy to share.
It's good you shared this, because Karuna Bhai was supposed to come tomorrow afternoon.
He knows me very well.
Yeah,
he has
and,
seen me.
What he
from
would
the
have
beginning.
Shared, Karuna Bhai takes care of media, so she's sharing, so it's good. So
he knows very well about those service. Even he has
good.
Given me the first chance to do media service.
Good. So, Brother Sasha will try that in Russia. Media service, Sakash. It's true. And Baba tells us, use me in a practical experiment, and this is an example of an experiment. We are supposed to use the knowledge and Baba's power in a practical way, application. So, in our lives, we should use it. I mean, it doesn't have to be big media service also. I never used to do that, and then we had a new neighbor, whose the wife was very sensitive, and she wanted some tree cut, and the person from my garden, I had him cut little extra, you know, for whatever reason. Very upset. So what do? Bring the face, take Baba, raise. The face changed. I said, okay, it works, you know. Little experiment. Second experiment. Sore throat. Just having sore throat all the time, you know. I don't know why. And the sister at the center would give me medicine. I told her, don't give me India medicine, it doesn't work. She's laughing at me. You know, I thought it's the India medicine. Goes away, 2 weeks, comes back. Goes away, I was jogging, doing this, that, not going. Then one day I got so fed up, I sat in front of a mirror, brought Baba, it worked. So it does work. We have to try it. Yeah? Practical application. Big situation, small situation. Sometimes karmic accounts can be very strong. That takes time.
Yeah, but for that purpose, I have seen that many times, if you have, even though we have more karmic accounts, then we have to feel that now it's the time to do more yoga. So we have to see in that angle. Because even I had so many karmic accounts in my life, not with my parents actually, because when I was even studying, I was in hostel, and after that I come in Delhi and I was living in the center only. I do not have more karmic accounts with my parents. But still, whenever you feel like you have a karmic account with your physical body, with any of your relative, with any of Brahmin even, then it's time to recognize that what is my nerve, whether it is attachment. And if you are soul conscious stage, you are in soul conscious stage, you will able to recognize that what is the negativity which has come in me because of which this is increasing and increasing. And after recognizing it very well, you have to put Baba's rays on that. But for that, you have to sit in solitude for some time. And you have to work on your own. It is just like doing surgery. When you are doing surgery, there should not be no noise. So when you are in such a place where there is no noise, in such an environment, when you are in Madhuban, it's time to see what is my negative aspect, where I am lacking. And then you have to put Baba's rays on that only. And I have this feeling that when I come here in Madhuban beforehand, I have such type of yoga with Baba that I have seen that that what Baba says continuously, nothing else but Baba. And I have seen that when you are sitting in Amrit Vela or any time, you are so much connected with Baba, and at that time it is practical feeling, you feel like that something has been broken. In your subtly, you will feel like that. It's like physically you feel that if they are too close and it has been tear off, in the same manner you will feel like that this your karmic account has been broken. And this, for this, one thing which works a lot with me was Swadarshan Chakra. That you have to move the...
spinning the cycle of self.
Self-realization, that what was my quality when I was in the incorporeal world, when I was a deity, when I become Brahmin, when I was an idol in a temple, when I was in the subtle world giving rays. The more I remove the discus of the self-realization, I have seen that the karmic account automatically get broken. You feel like you will automatically realize that from this particular movement, this person is not going to hinder in your life. This particular physical problem is not going to hinder in your life. This you will feel practically. It is not like that it will start working automatically, but in that movement, I have worked it many times. When I come here, it is not easy to leave your hometown. It is not easy to leave your all the people over there, all your service station, all the people to whom you are linking there and you are meeting daily. And you, suddenly you have broken those things and you come in a new world, new place where everybody is new to you. And then you will become a family over here. It's not quite easy. But if you have that feeling of detachment at that particular moment, you know that it is Baba's work and now Baba is going to help you for creating a new world. So I have so many experience. Even you have said, I have once, there is a toothache. When I come over here, then there was a severe toothache. You know that the most problematic and the most painful is the toothache. Wisdom tooth. So it was too much. Then do you know, because I was, before doing mass communication, I had done BSc, that is a bachelor in science. I have a subject, botany, zoology. So I know that what happens, that I thought that it was at Amrit Vela the toothache started. And I said that, is this time for you to come? Then what happened? Then I could talk to Baba, this is not the time for toothache to come. I have to connect with you. Then Baba says, use the power of your yoga in this way. Then I thought that I do not have any painkiller. Then when I feel that, what will happen if I'll eat a painkiller? Then it will go in my body and then it will release some chemicals from my brain, and that chemical will just make that nerve to get unconscious for some time. So it will happen like this. Then I say that if I am a soul, this is my body, and in my body there are too many nerves, and I'll give command to the nerve who is going from my brain to my tooth, that now you do not receive any information from this tooth to your brain, then definitely you will not feel it. So I did like this and it works. Because I did like this, that no, you do not have to receive that information that I am feeling pain. Do not feel pain. Do not feel pain. This is my command. I am soul. I am your owner. So it happens like this and it works magically. Then from that moment I feel that yes, we are the owner of this body and whatever we feel like, we can use this body. It will start creating hormones on its own. It will start creating chemicals on its own from the body. Because it is made up of five elements and the thing which we are taking inside, they are also five elements. It can generate on its own.
Good. So thank you for sharing all the personal experiences and media experiences.
Yeah.
Working with people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll take something from that and use it in our lives. So thank you for giving your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So, yes, we'll close now. It's already 12:30.
Yeah.
Little meditation and then afternoon, Suryabai on yoga.
Om Shanti.